All this wandering around, or America with a capital A, has changed me more than I thought.
When he finished medical school, he said, "See, you thought I couldn't do it, but I graduated. So pack your bags, because we're going to be leaving soon."
Ernesto and Calica head for Bolivia. Along the way, they meet other young travelers.
They were students. They had invited us to see Guatemala.
Ernesto is intrigued by the students' political fervor and the situation in Guatemala, where President Jacobo Arbenz is attempting to bring about a social revolution through land reform.
Arbenz was intent on nationalizing the unused land of the major U.S. banana and fruit companies, particularly United Fruit. Now, of course, United Fruit was a company that had very close ties to the Eisenhower administration. The Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, had been on the board of United Fruit. John Foster Dulles was the brother of Alan Dulles, the director of the CIA. United Fruit paid a very skilled public relations specialist to kind of whip up a frenzy about the threat of communism in this small, impoverished country of Guatemala.
December 24, 1953. It is amid this charged atmosphere that Ernesto first arrives in Guatemala. Soon he is introduced to a Peruvian woman named Hilda Gadea.
Hilda immediately became besotted with him. She had even went to the point where she pawned some jewelry in order to keep him in his hostels. And eventually they began sleeping together.
Hilda introduces Ernesto to followers of a 26-year-old Cuban lawyer named Fidel Castro. He had led an attack on the Moncada military barracks, the second largest military garrison in Cuba, in an audacious attempt to overthrow Cuba's president, General Fulgencio Batista.
Many of the people that attacked the barracks, a lot of whom were students, former students, workers, organizers, a lot of them were killed, tortured, killed. The ones that survived, including Fidel Castro and his brother, were sentenced to prison.
Castro was serving a 15-year sentence, but Ernesto is deeply impressed with his men. Unlike his Cuban friends, Ernesto is not committed to any cause or ideology, but the ouster of Guatemala's president Arbenz changes his view.
The first CIA-sponsored coup in Latin America took place in Guatemala in 1954. And essentially the army got scared and told Arbenz that he had to resign, and he did.
Castillo Armas is placed in power on June 27, 1954. He's seen by many as an American puppet. He begins arresting suspected communists and anyone connected to the old regime. Threatened with jail and possibly execution, Ernesto takes refuge at the Argentine embassy.
He came away convinced that the United States was, as he famously later called it, the enemy of humanity.
Jacobo Arbenz Guzman succumbed before the cold, premeditated aggression of the USA, hidden behind a smokescreen of continental propaganda.
Ernesto now considers himself a Marxist.
Communism seemed to offer a way forward and a ready-made ideology for the kind of new society that could rise from the ashes of the old. Ernesto Guevara, he left Guatemala a very radicalized individual, looking now for a revolution he could fight in.
September 1954. Like many other leftists, Ernesto heads for Mexico City, where former President Cardenas had successfully nationalized its oil fields in the 1930s.